Okay. Like I could start now if I wanted? Okay. This is The Process on WCRX 88.1 FM Chicago and WCRXFM.com. I'm Jeff Stein, and my guest is Carlo Tamayo, who is the lead singer and guitarist of Yellow Jacket. He's here to promote his new album, Brick Glass Steel, with his single, Reason. And we will talk to him about his artistic process, what their sound is, and his path to become a musician after being a Columbia College grad in the field of audio acoustics and being a veteran of the U.S. Army as a sergeant, and the fact that he worked with Grammy Award winner Lauryn Hill, and he played with the Cheap Trick drummer Bunny Carlos. Welcome to the show, Carlo.
Thanks.
Okay, so I just wanted to ask this first question. What would you describe your sound to the casual viewer, since blues and rock could be together, but they're also different genres?
Oh, I would say like a hard blues rock, I guess, would be my description. But we have a lot of there's jazz influences in there, and our drummer's a big jazz guy, so he tries to throw in a lot of his influences.
So is this your first album as a group with your drummer?
No, I actually recorded another album way back in high school with the drummer. So we've been playing together for years, and the other guys, this is our first.
So why are you called Yellow Jacket?
Yellow Jacket was just, it was a name that stuck out in my head years ago and just never got to do anything with it. I guess I just like the syllable count of it, the sound of it, and like a yellow jacket's an aggressive wasp, aggressive insect. So that kind of also defines the sound, but it can also be yellow jacket, isn't it, Jack? We kind of keep it vague on, it doesn't necessarily represent the insect, but it's just kind of a combination of things.
So when you were making the album, the process of collaborating, were you the sole songwriter and song creator, or do you guys have like a 50-50 partnership?
I write almost entirely the music. The guys help me out sometimes with a bridge or an interlude here and there. I write a majority of the lyrics. The drummer, Tony Escobar, he writes some of the lyrics, though, as well. He'll help me out with maybe a verse here and there or a chorus if I get stuck. So I write most of it.
Yeah, listening to the album, I felt a little bit of a Jim Morrison, Doors, you know, in the Rolling Stones of Mick Jagger and Eric Burden of the Animals, like this really good sounding singing voice for blues rock that I would never have expected since I've had, you know, conversations with you, just your speaking voice and your singing voice, and it was really good, and your guitar playing's actually like out there in terms of how a blues rock guitar should sound, so it really impressed me. And the question I'd ask, how do you get inspired to write a song, let alone a full album?
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of these songs, I had musical ideas from a while, and I grew up, a friend of mine introduced me to Jimi Hendrix, and then, you know, from there, it just opened a doorway to a bunch of other artists like The Doors and Rolling Stones and Jethro Tull and, I mean, all these guys, Led Zeppelin, which I never appreciated when I was young, because my parents listened to that stuff, so I used to think it was boring, but then when I started playing guitar, these guys just kind of opened my mind. So, a lot of the songs, I have ideas, and I cannibalize other songs that didn't make it. So I try writing a lot of songs, and then some songs have a good one part of it is good. The rest of it's boring, so I scrap it, and then later on when I get another part, if it's in the same key, it's like an A minor, I got an awesome intro I never used, you know, from some other song I put on the shelf. So this is just from years, from, you know, 15 plus years of just having a whole repertoire of sounds in my head mostly.
Was that your dream as a child, to be a rock star musician?
No, not really. I got into it because I was a bad kid in school, and my parents were trying to refocus my energies and said, can we do something? I said, well, yeah, my mom's got an old classical guitar. I kind of like to learn how to play that. So we'll put you in the guitar lessons. And so that's how I started playing.
Yeah, it says on your website that your band is dedicated to the Yellow Jacket cause in terms of charity. What does that, like, mean, so that everybody would know what it means, what your cause is?
Well, different seasons we support different charities. So if we play a show and we whatever we make, we'll give a percentage, maybe 10%. We were doing a while back Play for Life, which was a charity that helped at-risk kids get into sports, actually, to try to, you know, keep them out of trouble and stuff like that. So we were donating money to that. But as the seasons change, we'll donate to, we'll look for different groups that we can support, and, you know, with our money. So
you're listening to The Process on WCRX 88.1 FM and WCRXFM.com. I'm Jeff Stein, and my guest is Carlo Tamoyo, who is the lead singer and guitarist of the band Yellow Jacket, and we're here talking about his album, his single, his artistic process, what his sound is and how he became a musician, and his background. So, I didn't know this until recently that you're a Columbia College grad in the field of audioacoustics. So, when you were studying audioacoustics, was that because you didn't want to get a degree in being in music because you were a musician, or what was the process of becoming an audio engineer instead of a music major?
Yeah, that's interesting. I guess I always felt like I could learn the music like on my own through other channels. I mean, I had resources. One of my good friends, his dad, was best friends with George Benson, the famous jazz guitarist, and he wrote a book on improvisation, and he would give me some private lessons here and there. And so I always thought I could do some private lessons, or with the musician community I was a part of, there's a lot of guys that were well above my level. So I always felt like I could kind of figure out how to learn in that area. But whereas the sound engineering, it was a, you know, higher technical level that it would be, you know, without having a studio myself, it would be hard to learn. So I felt like that would round out my sound experience and understanding how sound works and how to manipulate it and how to create it and why things sound a certain way and other things don't. So I decided to fully round out my education in the, you know, the big picture.
Yeah, and I also didn't know this until looking this up. You also, it says you were in the Army from 2001 to 2008. When you were overseas, did you play guitar, think about music, like similar to Alec James Blunt when he was in the Army, he had a guitar, and when he got out, that's why he decided to pursue music? Were you doing music when you were in the Army, or thinking of inspiration?
I was. I actually brought my Fender 89 Jap Strat to Afghanistan with me. And I actually taught guitar lessons to a couple Afghan interpreters while I was out there, and we used to jam, and you know, I would teach them some chords and stuff. So I play, and one of the songs on the album, Desert Light, was inspired by my deployment Army experience. Although I didn't write that song till I got back, but yeah, I did have my guitar out there and I was playing, and so everyone knew out there I was a musician.
So, where can we get your new album? Is it on iTunes?
Yes, the new album's on iTunes, Rhapsody, Spotify, and as far as I know right now. So you can look up, the best thing is to look up Yellow Jacket, but the best thing is our album title, Brick Glass Steel, because no one else has that. So if you look up Brick Glass Steel, ours will be the first thing to pop up.
Like them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/yellowjacket, but without a C. It's got a K in there, band/info, for more information. But also like Yellow Jacket on Facebook. Go to their website, yellowjacketsound.com and yellowjacket.bandcamp.com for their music. And the last question I want to ask is, you have the final word for, you know, ear when you're listening to it before it comes out and all the extra effects. You're the final person,
right,
for that decision?
Yes.
So you added the keyboards and all the extra vocals and effects, right?
Well, I didn't do the keyboard. The keyboard has performed it. But on, actually, I think it is the song Reason that we really, I had the keyboardist come in. We had a B3 organ and a keyboard. And the solo, he had a very short window of time to put his keys in. And I had a specific vision for that sound. I actually had him do it, the take, 32 times. before we got the right one, because it wasn't quite what I wanted. So,
okay, thank you to my guest Carlo Tamayo, and his album is Brick Glass Steel, the group's name is Yellow Jacket. It's a Chicago-based rock band formed in 2001. So go to yellowjacketsound.com or on iTunes or Spotify to download the album. Thank you for listening to WCRX 88.1 FM and WCRX FM, and thanks to my guest Carlo. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot. I got a plan.